news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The United States now has over 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Hundreds of scientists have signed a letter warning about the dangers of airborne transmission, and a new model has projected a total of 200,000 Americans may die by November unless almost everyone wears a face mask. And with the new school year just weeks away, Donald Trump has urged schools to reopen despite widespread concerns about testing and safety logistics. Florida has mandated that all schools must reopen in the fall, even though the state has become a major coronavirus hotspot. In Australia, Melbourne is now under a 6-week lockdown as the country battles another wave of coronavirus cases. And in Brazil, their president, Jair Bolsonaro, announced that he has tested positive for the virus. Of course, he's been criticized for downplaying the seriousness of the pandemic for months. And just because this is opposite world, on Tuesday, the Trump administration began formally withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization following months of threats and criticism against the international body. Medical associations, advocacy groups, international allies, and lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have all advised him not to withdraw from the WHO, especially during a raging pandemic. Some have warned that withdrawal in the current environment could also interfere with clinical trials essential for developing vaccines, as well as efforts to trace the spread of the virus globally. But Trump has repeatedly accused the organization of aiding China and allegedly covering up the origins, or is it oranges, of the coronavirus and allowing its spread. The administration has already diverted funding from the World Health Organization, but the full withdrawal won't go into effect until next July. Joe Biden has already said that when elected, he'll reverse that decision on day one. Copies of Mary Trump's book have landed on some journalists' desks, and we're starting to hear excerpts. For instance, in her memoir, Too Much and Never Enough, Trump's niece says that the current Oval Office resident got a friend to take his SATs for him. She said that Joe Shapiro's scores were enough to get Trump into Fordham University and then the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, an education that Trump brags about to this day. Mary Trump, who is a psychologist, also warns against armchair diagnoses of the president, but she does share that Trump's sister, Elizabeth, the former judge, had huge doubts and criticisms of his 2016 campaign. The Trump family has tried to suppress the memoir's publication, but the publisher, Simon & Schuster, announced Monday that it'll come out 2 weeks earlier than originally announced, publication day now set for next Tuesday, July 14th. Facebook's CEO and Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg on Tuesday met via Zoom with the civil rights and activist groups behind the big Facebook boycott, and reportedly it did not go well. Leaders of the groups blasted Facebook's leadership after the meeting, saying it was a disappointment and nothing more than a PR exercise. Zuckerberg agreed to meet with the groups after major brands like North Face, Pfizer, and Levi Strauss joined the pressure campaign over Facebook's handling of hate speech and misinformation. At the start of the meeting, the groups presented them with a set of demands that would address the platform's handling of discrimination, misinformation, and hate. But they said afterward that Facebook's leadership didn't provide any specific commitments or timeframes for a change. A Facebook spokesperson said the platform has established new policies banning voting and census suppression and removed more than 200 white supremacist organizations. Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay a $150 million fine for letting financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide in jail awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges, make payments to Russian models and make suspicious withdrawals averaging about $200,000 a year. The fine is part of a settlement between Deutsche Bank and the New York State Department of Financial Services. It's the first settlement with a financial institution related to Epstein, who may be in the news again today as we await more Supreme Court decisions. Stay tuned. And finally, does the name Mary Kay Letourneau ring a bell? She's the former Washington State middle school teacher who married a former student after being convicted of raping him. Remember this? In 1997, the Seattle area teacher was convicted of second-degree child rape of her former student, then 12 years old. She was 34 at the time. Letourneau was paroled in 1998 and prohibited from having any contact with her then-victim, Vili Folau, but she disregarded those instructions and even became pregnant with his children twice before he had even turned 15. After her release, she was found with him in a car and was returned to prison to serve the remainder of her 7-year sentence. They got married in 2005 and divorced last year. Well, Mary Kay Letourneau died of cancer on Tuesday. She was 58. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.